Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Massachusetts House is considering a bill that would change the way the state prosecutes criminals in the sex trade. The plan would define pimps, the people who manage prostitutes, as human traffickers, imposing much stiffer penalties on them and on the Johns, the people who pay for sex. Supporters say the law would help put an end to trafficking by making it easier to prosecute those who benefit from prostitution. But others say it would do little to curb the sex trade. More now from reporter Mariel Segura.
I don't think anyone wakes up one day saying, I want to sell my body for money.
Tawny Hobson was 14 when she ran away from home.
Things have to be going on in your mind. You had to be going through some things to make you want to go to that part where you think your body isn't worth it.
As a teen, Hobson felt unwanted and ugly because no one ever told her she wasn't. After leaving home, she soon started dating and living with a man she met at the Dudley T Station in Dorchester. But a month later, Hobson found out he was a pimp. He was physically violent and pushed her into prostitution.
When he hit me so hard that I think my mind was kind of just stunned, and I just wanted to do whatever it was so he wouldn't hit me again.
Hobson says once she got into the life, it was hard to get out. She couldn't go home, she needed the money, and she was addicted to the self-esteem boost she got every time someone paid to have sex with her. She makes it clear, people don't sell themselves unless they're desperate. And once they start, they're stuck before they know it. But Hobson got out. Now 21 and working for the Justice Resource Institute program My Life, My Choice, she helps girls leave prostitution behind. These girls might soon be getting help from another corner as prosecutors rethink the way they define the sex trade.
I concluded that the best way to deal with this problem is to treat the prostitutes, especially the young ones, as victims.
Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley regrets that his staff used to arrest and charge young women for prostitution while pimps and johns went free. In many districts in Massachusetts, this still happens. Conley is also troubled that in the U.S., on average, girls get into prostitution between the ages of 12 and 14, while boys and transgender youth usually start between 11 and 13.
It's classified by our office as human trafficking instead of just prostitution, because the phrase prostitution or concentration on the prostitute emphasizes their criminal behavior. So we strive, in most cases, to take the young woman out of the harmful situation and focus our prosecutorial energies on the pimp, the human trafficker.
Massachusetts is one of only 5 states with no law against human trafficking. Prosecutors can only go after pimps and johns under state prostitution laws that have minimal penalties. As it stands now, pimps only face 3 months to 2 years in prison, or a few $100 in fines. Under the new trafficking law, they could be sentenced to 20 years for exploiting adults and life for prostituting children. Someone caught paying for sex could get 1 year in jail or a $500 fine. If the bill passes, a John could face a maximum of 2.5 or 10 years. D.A. Conley says the law would also allow courts to seize the money pimps make and give it to their victims.
And it creates an interagency task force to study human trafficking and to figure out ways that we can eradicate it.
But some say the bill is out of touch with reality. Among the critics, Sherry Jimenez. She's the director of Kim's Project, a Boston-based group that gives women the resources to leave prostitution. She herself got out when she was 39, after being in the life for 20 years. Jimenez says many people end up in prostitution because they're poor and have no other options, so telling them you freed them from their pimps won't make them stop.
You could say to some young person, you know, this is harmful, this is going to hurt you. Well, they're going to look at you too like, well, what are my options here? So it's up to us to kind of create those options, and so that so many young people don't get into this. But if we don't come at it from a real perspective here, we're not going to solve it.
Jimenez says defining prostitution as trafficking is problematic. She says it sensationalizes the sex trade and disempowers women in life.
It's not like that. You know, I met a lot of young women that are very edgy. It's not that they're passive. They have incredible strength and resilience, and yeah, they're edgy because they've had to endure a lot.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley disagrees. Coakley says the proposed law takes a fair approach because it targets the people who are responsible for prostitution.
We want to look at the market here. Who is making the demands? Who's making the profit? And certainly the least fair thing is to focus the criminal law only on the young women who are the people who are being exploited by this.
She says the proposal would fill gaps left by the federal government to prosecute traffickers. It would also give the state a way to gather concrete statistics on trafficking so advocates can fund resources for victims. Still, one aspect of the bill seems to clash with the rest. It would uphold current criminal penalties for prostitutes, so someone caught working in prostitution could still be arrested, charged, and sent to jail for a year. Coakley says that's because prostitution is still a crime.
Keep in mind, the act itself is criminal, and so we're not excusing that criminal behavior. We're just saying we want to have the broadest focus as possible on it to make sure that we can provide for the resources, prevent a life of crime for some of these young folks, and intervene in a way that's much more fair.
That intervention could include referrals to groups like Kim's Project and My Life, My Choice. D.A. Conley says prosecutors would probably only enforce penalties against people who refuse to accept this kind of help to get out of prostitution. For WBUR, I'm Marielle Segarra.